Drive.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power Radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. This is Thomas Robinson of Kingdom Sounds, a ministry of Victory International Praise. We thank God for you listening in. We have been dealing with the topic of marriage. And boy, do we need get a greater understanding and revelation and wisdom and knowledge concerning marriage in this day and age. You know, the enemy is doing this thing, and sometimes you wonder if the body of Christ is doing their thing. Glory to God. I have back with me Apostle Graves from Spirit and Truth Ministries, located on Barnett Road in Cocoa, Florida. That is Barnett Road,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Barnett Road in Cocoa, Florida. Awesome ministry. Amen. I'm telling you, he came in and ministered for us. God used him mightily, and we had a great time. And so we're going to be right back on it. We're going to be dealing with marriage here. And so tag a few people in. I guess, is that what they say? Tag them in, something like that. Tag a few people and tell them that we're on the air and we are dealing or we're talking about marriage. All right, man of God, you ready to hit it?
Amen.
All right, give your wife a shout out right quick.
Amen. And then, shout out to my beautiful wife. Amen. Pastor Mabella Graves. Amen. She has been a helpmate for me. I just can't put it in words for the things that you just see 3 years how my life has shifted. But when you got a true woman of God, a true person that's going to help you, it pushes you. Thank God that she's in my life. She has helped me to move to this level of apostle. I am, if you don't know who this is, God gave me, I'm the gift of Elijah, the gift that elevates me. God, that somebody that people have turned their upset, that look at them and say they're not called to be. But God gave me that gift to elevate, you know, different ministries, different apostles up, because God is different in the kingdom of God. People that you never thought of or ever thought would be in that level, because God is not a respectable person. All we got to have is the ability to do it. You know, I love this thing we're talking about is marriage. One thing is a part of marriage. I love it before we got to women submit to their husband. He says, submit yourself to one another in the fear of God. And I love that. Not the fear of God hurting, the fear of that. I think this fear of the fear that of reverence, fear that I don't want to lose. This is right. A deep fear. This fear is about God. You are everything to me, and if for me to submit myself to each other, we need to submit, because that's making us get a closer relationship with God. Yeah. Submission means to respect. It means a language of love. Submitting, Pastor, is a language of love.
Yeah.
When we
yeah.
submit to each other, it's a language of love. Yeah. It ain't such a much of a commandment. It's a language that God wants us to walk in. Submitting means to bow down. It means to bow to submit to God first, and then we submit to each other. Amen. I love this, because when it says wife submit to your husband, sometimes we men take that and take it to the wrong way.
Whole another level.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So we if we don't watch ourselves, don't be careful, we'll be very controlling in the marriage. But God, that submitting, we'll be very controlling, because we're getting in a place that we're trying to tell them what to do. No, they're our helpmate. They're not our vessel that we control.
Somebody that we constantly bossing around.
Come on, sir.
Do this and do that and do this. You know, and I'm loving that you that we're talking about this, because you know, so many times there's so much infighting. that goes on in our marriages. And a lot of times the infighting goes on because we don't have a true understanding of what the scripture is saying. And we just take it and we want to apply it to what we want and apply it to, you know, how we want to run things and use it to justify our actions. Go ahead.
And I love this. A wife submits herself to her husband, her own husband, and the Lord. You know, that from Ephesians. It means responding to her husband as unto the Lord. It means responding to her husband as to the Lord. That the way we respond to the Lord is that the way that we're supposed to love our husband the same way. That's powerful.
Yeah.
They for the amen. It's, that's powerful. Loving relationship is growing by submission. So here it is. When it means submission, that means they respond to us as they respond to the Lord. Amen. And I love that. This makes us understanding what a wife role is and what a husband role is. But here, a woman, hear this now, man of God, because I want to talk to the men for a minute. Women respond to what a man is the aggressor. Women are the responder, and we are the aggressor. But whatever we do, they respond to. And this is going to be good. Because sometimes we see our wife being cold and being frustrated, depressed. What is something that we are giving to them?
Right.
And man of God, sometimes we got to tell it like it is. We need help.
Yeah.
We husband need help to how we for to treat our husband. And we want to listen here, and it's gonna blow a lot of people away. Now, we are the one that make love. Let me roll my chair back.
Roll your chair back on that one.
We are the one that make love. They respond to us.
That's good. That's good.
We the one that make. We a lot of husbands to my. Well, she not making love with me. You the aggressor. You the one that for to set the atmosphere and set the thing. Pastor, you know what happened to a lot of us Christians when we get saved? We lose that. We lose that romance. We lose that fire. And let me tell you why we lose that fire. Because we don't really read the scripture. When that scripture said the bed is undefiled.
Right.
And Pastor, hold me, because I'm trying to keep this in a way that I don't offend folks. But I got sometimes you got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Pastor, we get saved and we take the foreplay out of marriage.
Yeah.
Because some folks, I'm leader. Because some folks right now, I lose some of the religious people right now. But we take the foreplay out of marriage. No. We're supposed to be more intense when we get. Because now we got God with us, and if anybody, the best lover in the world is God, and God knows everything. To help my God can tell me everything about my wife to get her in that place that she need to be in the romance. Yeah. And a lot of times people, when I had the church, when I start talking like this, Pastor, my spiritual daughters and son, they put their hands over their ears and everything. I say, because when my wife needs a touch, then I become a touch. Whoever my wife wants to do what needs, I become that person for her. Because the bed is undefiled. Wow. You know, we as men of God, we just want to, you know, let's be honest. We men on the thing, and we just want to get out and go. No. A woman is a communicator. If I want my, if I'm in that mode that I want to set my wife up and have a relationship that night, I got to start with her that morning.
Yeah.
Because she is a communicator. Why do you think the devil went to her in the garden and didn't talk to us?
Oh, that's good.
Because they are communicators.
That's good.
We was working. They were communicators. So he knew that she was going to talk. Yeah. Adam was too busy doing his work and not taking care of making sure his wife is so he wasn't communicating enough to her to even let her know her about what he said, what the devil was doing, what he did. Oh, you won't be like God, because he's a communicator. Women make love communicating. When we send them those little texts, I love you, when we say that you're beautiful, baby, when we send the little roses, guess what? We make our love when we get to that point in night. But they already made love.
Yeah.
They already made their love. We have to get their mind and their body in a place that we ain't just going in bed and just getting our needs met.
You are saying something so good, because, you know, the Bible says that our love should abound towards all men. And you know, one of the things that I love to do is that on Sunday mornings, sometimes I love to tell the people to go and tell someone that you love them. And I'll usually say something like, because some people have not been told that they're loved all week long. Come on, somebody. They haven't been told that. And I'm talking about married couples also. I mean, you know, how can we go, you know, for weeks you know, for months, telling our spouse that we love them. As a matter of fact, if it was good for the day that you got married, then guess what? It's good for, you know, 5 years after you get married, you know. Amen. Come on, this woman has had your child. She's had your children. Come on. Oh, glory to God. She's, go ahead.
I love that man of God, because when I was, God had kept giving that scripture in my mind: when a man finds a way, he finds a good thing.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go ahead and say it, man of God.
Go ahead.
Because, you know, sometimes, you know, when the Lord starts speaking, mm-hmm. you know, because that when I started saying that, let me say this here. If she's good enough to get the milk, she's good enough to marry.
Amen.
And sometimes people, you know, they just want the milk. And I love the fact, I believe it was it you that say draw a line?
That's right.
Draw a line. The other night you was at draw a line. Sometimes we got to draw a line.
Yes, sir.
Because sometimes people just want the milk.
That's right.
And they don't want the cow. You know, and but anyways, go ahead. I'm gonna leave that.
I love it, because we're dealing, you know, with marriage, and this husband. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church, and He gave His life for it, and sanctified and cleaned it. Bible is the better, the best thing for cleansing. When the Word of God is not only to take out the soil, but it's also to keep the soil out. So a lot of things that were happening this season, when we say that we love our wife, it's to love the wife as you love yourself, and I'm not gonna hurt myself. I'm not gonna abuse myself. Yeah. I'm gonna treat myself with the fullness. So this, I love this, because God will let her know, if you keep the way that you treat yourself is the way that you treat your wife. Mm-hmm. You know, and what's going on was, about sometimes we get into ourselves sometimes. I done seen some husbands look better than their wife.
Mm-hmm.
They dressing better, they looking better. But our job is to make sure because she represent us.
You preaching. You are saying something, man of God. Go ahead.
They represent us. So a lot of things that I do behind doors that me and my wife deal with towards ministry. And sometimes she's saying, well, baby, why you do it? Why you saying that? And I said, because whatever you do, it represents me. So if I see you going the wrong way, it's my job to make sure I take you, say something to help you to understand that you're going the wrong way.
Right.
Because God hold me accountable. Anything that happened in the house, and listen, when things happen in the house, God don't come to them.
That's right.
Let me give you an example.
That's right.
Let me give you an example. When Adam and Eve's house got messed up in the garden, he didn't come there. He didn't go to Eve.
He said,
Adam, where are thou?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't look for her.
Where you at?
this is the time that me and you used to meet. This mm-hmm. the noon of the day. Where are you, Adam? Mm-hmm. Why you ain't in place? And the first thing Adam did was blame the wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wife blamed the serpent. Mm-hmm. Nobody would take the responsibility that they did something wrong. So here it is. So I'll be telling the man at the ministry that, hey, when anything that happened in the house, God's gonna blame, gonna put us
That's
accountable.
Right.
So
right.
we the head. That, so,
right.
this is very awesome, because no matter how your wife get upset and they lose their mind, as long as the head stay put,
that's right.
The house can't be shaken.
That's right.
So true. The word of God said the enemy comes to take the head, to take the strong man, then he can take the house. If we stay in place and stay in the place that God got us, no matter what the enemy come, the house gonna stay in place and operate, man. So we are responsible for the house. The blood is on our hand.
That's right.
And we as men of God got to come up to the plate now. We can't hide behind them. And no. God hold on us responsibility for our marriage.
That's right.
So if we're gonna blame anything about what marriage is going, man of God, it points right back to us.
That's right. That's right.
Because we the head.
That's right.
Not them.
That's right.
But we got a lot of wives being the man in the house.
Whoops.
I didn't want to go there. But they can't help it, because they was birthed out of that kind of thing with their father.
My God.
So they only doing what they know. Mm. But now God is calling real fathers to step up to the plate. Real husbands to step up to the plate. Because what women are running the house.
Mm.
Well, what happened now, Pastor? We done gave him a little and gave him a little. Sooner or later, you ain't got no voice in the house. It's your wife's voice. Because you're so busy trying to support the house and you're trying to take her. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure that everything in the house is spiritually in place.
That's right.
But man of God, a lot of times we feel that way because we think being a man is just making sure all the bills paid for.
Right.
No. They need more than natural things. They need some spiritual things.
Right.
I like what you say, man of God. Every morning, me and my wife pray. Every morning she leave, we pray. Every day, every morning I tell her I love her. All through the day when we talk, before we get off the phone, I tell her I love her. Guess what I'm telling her? I'm setting her up for whatever I need through the day anyway. I'm setting that atmosphere. So when I keep setting the atmosphere, it's easy for my wife mind already where it needs to be at if that opportunity came up. I want to be honest. It came up last night. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. And Pastor, I love it because she was so set up during the day that it didn't matter what time of day. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. It didn't matter because her mind was already set for what God, what I wanted in my spirit. So, man of God. So, it's very important this season, man of God, that we set the tone in our house. God put men, our job is not to set the tone just for our wife. We're supposed to set the tone for our kids. We will set the tone for everything that's operating in our house. Our daughters only can respond, gonna only see the first man they're going to see is us. And how we treat our wives, how we treat their mama. That's how they're going to respond from. A lot of people, I done found out, Apostle, that wherever we be around, we become. Mm-hmm. A lot of things in my life, my dad was a drinker in the world and everything. And I said, I won't do that. And I said, God, I'm not going to do that. But I had to understand is that I took some of his spiritual attribute and didn't know it. Mm-hmm. I was going to work one day, Apostle, just to share this short thing, going to work one day. And God said, you're just like your daddy. Apostle, I had to turn over. I turned the car and started to roll. And I started I start telling God the things that I'm not. I don't drink. I'm not abusive. I don't go outside my marriage. And God said something plain that broke me, Apostle. He said, you have no passion.
Wow.
And I said, God said, but you learned it from your dad. You don't hold her hand. You don't kiss her. You don't. He said, you because it never was birthday.
Wow.
So God had to birth that in me. That I must. Because just like we said, we trying to think they for the set the mood. We for the set it. God said, you hold her hand.
Right.
You rub her. You walk with her. You open the door for her. You do everything for her. You treat her like that queen that you say she is.
Wow.
But God had to give me that emotional part. I was a hard worker, taking care of my house, was the best provider. But my wife still was lonely.
Wow. Wow.
But man of God, here's
living
us.
In other words, this is good because we can be living in a house with a spouse and still be lonely.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Still be lonely, sir.
Wow.
You
don't have to get married to be, because if that's the case, my God, because sometimes you hear, single people say, I'm so lonely. Well, praise God. Get married and still be loved.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
you better,
sir.
Definitely better make sure you go into this thing right. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. No, sir. I love that, sir, because they're lonely because they're not getting what they need in the marriage.
That's good.
They're not getting the love. They're not getting the attention that they need from us because we be so busy doing everything else and we're losing our wife little by little. Being busy. They love us, but they missing that part that we need to give to them.
Pastor,
listen. When God gave me this little quick revelation of marriage, God said, when you found your wife, you found your other half. He said, from the beginning, I took the rib from man. And when you found your rib, you got your rib back. You got your rib back now. Now you complete now. Now there's no, because when God made the whole, when God got through making everything, he see man was still lonely. Everybody else had a mate. But God said, let me put him asleep and take a part of him. So when we find our wife, that part that he took from us, we're complete. So I don't need another one of me. Wait, that I already got. I need that balanced part of that of that motion that tender part that God put giving back to me that God gave to the woman. But I love this apostle because that's make and then God what he told man, he said man, he said produce, he told us to multiply and subdue the land. He told us to do that. He said, I gave you rule over the fishes and the sea and everything. He didn't tell us that he gave us control all over our wife. Mm-hmm. He said, they're our helpmate. They mm-hmm. beside us, mm-hmm. helping us. Mm-hmm. I think, Father, a lot of time we as men of God, sometimes we take this forefront and forget about our wife. Mm-hmm. And they do things that nobody see. Mm-hmm. They do that part that to help our job easier. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. And a lot of times we get caught up in where we at and forget to recognize them. Yep. And when we recognize it, God said, listen, it's our job as men of God to push them to their destiny. So if here's your wife that's a prophet and called, and your job is to make sure that she go into her full thing, because they're gonna balance your ministry. Mm-hmm. They're gonna balance. If anybody gonna push her, I'm gonna push her. Every time, my job is to push my wife. What you need? Okay, I'm gonna make sure you have that. Mm-hmm. Where you need to go? I'm gonna send you to the classes. What you need? I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna make sure you get the degrees you need. I'm gonna get the thing.
Because you gonna better you in the end. It's gonna,
because that's me.
Yeah, yeah.
So look, Pastor. So wherever I push her, and she can never get higher than me because I'm the head. Mm-hmm. Got me? So wherever I push a man of God, I go. So if he go up to the top and be one like a George Meyer and over there, guess what?
Yeah.
George Meyer's husband ain't intimidated with him because that's him.
That's, boy, you're preaching better than the choir saying amen.
So it's our job to push our wife up, because the higher they go, guess who go? Yeah. I'm you the head.
Yeah, because it's amazing sometimes, men have, sometimes we're trying to control.
Come on, sir. Come
we
on,
see
come
something on. Great in them, and we want to control it because we don't want them to be higher than us.
It never happened.
You know, and so instead of pushing them, mm-hmm. let me just say it that way, you know, because even this morning when I got up, and as a matter of fact, I heard you say something a little bit earlier about, I'll just go into that in the next show. I don't even want to pull you out your lane, because boy, this is good.
No, sir.
Go ahead and tell us what the Lord is saying.
No, sir. It's our job to make sure God, who is responsible for everything that happened in our house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so that's what God, in this season, God is, the marriage is dictate for what we, how we do our, how we operate in our house. Mm-hmm. And Pastor, I done found out, and every pastor on this line can know, if you really want to know what happened in a man of God house, mm-hmm. watch how his wife operated in the church. So if you are treating her bad, they're gonna see it. Because mm-hmm. you can be able to preach as hard as you can. She's sitting there looking at you, rolling her eyes.
Amen.
How you preaching something that you not doing? So a lot of times we don't understand. You ain't got to, the wife ain't gonna say nothing. Your kids can see it. Mm-hmm. Your wife can see it. This man up there preaching something that a white husband shouldn't do, he's not doing.
Right.
But when you see your wife, can you get up and say, amen?
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
That means that I'm doing what God called me to do. That's from good. Her response. Oh, the church gonna respond, because the church respond only see you at church. They don't see you in your daily lifestyle. Mm-hmm. We are the mentor. We are the one that's showing our girls what kind of man they need in their life. And if we're not doing it, they're going to choose anything out there. You know what's so bad about in this season, Pastor?
That is so true. Low self-esteem.
Come on, Pastor.
You know, when I married my wife and went out on a date, it might have been our first date, I don't know, but I went out on a date and popped out the car, and I'm looking back at her like, when are you going to get out the car? And she said, my dad said to me that if a man can't open the door for me, then he don't deserve me. Well, I went around there and I opened that door, and I've been opening that door now for 33 years.
Wow.
You know, praise the Lord. And so and occasionally, if I don't feel like walking around to the other side of the car and I know one of my boys getting out, I say, open that door for your mama right now. Open that door, you know. Why? Because guess what? Hey, you know, but I respected her for that. Let me say this here. I believe that you know, this type of stuff needs to be, and when you were talking about mentoring earlier and stuff like this, this type of stuff need to be, you know, I'll put it this way. God, how can I say this? If somebody's running over you before
on,
you even, you know, get to
come
the,
on, come on,
get before the priest and come go on, through the on, vows, if they're running over you and they're treating you like dirt, then maybe that's not the person for you, you know? Amen. Maybe that's not the person. How much time we got, Danny? 2 minutes? All right. Wow, you have been listening to Apostle Graves, Ricky Graves from Spirit and Truth Ministries, located on Barnett Road, as a matter of fact, 450 Barnett Road in the wonderful city of Cocoa, Florida. And if you want to reach out to him, speaking engagement, you want to bring him in just to teach your people on marriage. I mean, hey, it is, he is great at teaching this. As a matter of fact, I mean, God shifted gears when he was with us on Friday night, and he began to minister to the people that were married, and I tell you, God had him reading their pages, but it was a blessing. The telephone number is 321-304-1677. And anyways, you can email them at Marvetta Pratt. That's Marvetta Pratt, Pratt, at yahoo.com. Amen. To get in touch with this dynamic, awesome ministry. We thank God for him being here. All right, this is Thomas Robinson of Kingdom Sounds Ministry, of Ministry of Victory International Praise. We thank you for listening in. WWBC 99.9, 100.7, 94.7. Thank God for Danny of WWBC. Amen. The manager down here at this radio station, helping to release the sounds that are going throughout this county. We thank God. Boy, you, God bless you, love you. We'll see you Wednesday.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. In the middle of the 19th century, an archaeologist discovered fragments of multiple clay tablets in what is modern-day Iraq. Translated, the cuneiform writing on these and other tablets subsequently found revealed the Enuma Elish, the Babylonian account of the creation of the world. The Enuma Elish starts with the formless chaos and water. The waters divide into a god and a goddess who have children who are also gods. And then war breaks out between the mother and father, between the mother and children. Ultimately, the offspring of the first two gods create human beings in order for them to be their servants. Other ancient cultures have strikingly similar creation accounts. Egyptians believed multiple creation myths, but most of them also begin with chaos and water, out of which comes gods, war, and ultimately human beings. There's almost always something there, and there's almost always violence. The Genesis account, skeptics proclaim, is simply one of these accounts, and therefore should not be taken any more seriously than the others. Are the similarities between the biblical account of creation and the other ancient accounts as obvious and conclusive as we're told? Well, C.S. Lewis didn't think so. In his book Miracles, Lewis argued for the opposite conclusion. If multiple disparate cultures recorded similar stories of the world's beginning, well then isn't it possible that these ancient peoples derived clues from the nature around them about the world's actual beginning? In other words, if a story's true, we'd expect multiple people in multiple places to discover it and then to muddy the details along the way. As an example, Lewis noted how the biblical account of the incarnation, when God became man, followed a pattern similar to other ancient deities, especially those associated with agriculture. Noting how seeds fall to the ground, die, and then bear fruit, ancient tribes worship gods of seed, fruit, and harvest. God became man, died, descended into burial, and then reascended into life in heaven. Does that mean the Jesus story plagiarized what Lewis called the so-called corn kings of ancient civilizations? No, not at all. Here's Lewis. The Hebrews, throughout their history, were being constantly headed off in the worship of nature gods, not because the nature gods were in all respects unlike the god of nature, but because at best they were merely like, and it was the destiny of that nation to be turned away from likeness to the thing itself. Well, even more, if the similarities between ancient deities and creation myths do not disqualify the biblical accounts, what about the obvious differences? In an excellent analysis in his new book, Biblical Critical Theory, scholar Christopher Walken rightfully concludes that the Genesis account stands apart as being profoundly different than the other creation myths. Here's Walken, quote, Genesis 1, by contrast, spares us the violence and the conflict. Indeed, there's no one for God to be in conflict with. No rival to play the antagonist in his grand creation plan, stealing away the sun he puts in the sky or pulling up his newly created trees and plants. In contrast to other ancient creation myths,